Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Chief, authorize a preemptive strike against the North Koreans?
Yes, if you knew that there was definitely someone was about to launch a missile at you, of course you take action to prevent and protect your people, but that would require a certain amount of evidentiary threshold. I don't think you just go willy-nilly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said willy-nilly myself. That's on the list of don't say these words when you're running for president. But, you know, there it is. He can't help it. You know, he did work in legal advice for, you know, the SEAL team. So he might have some understanding
don't
of, you know,
don't
you
throw like, the malarkey this way.
You see what I did?
I saw what you did. Such a international law, you know, war theory. Ethics, all of that. You know, he might have some inkling about these things. Anyway, going on to talk about China. This is an interview he did over a couple of days. Well, he did it in one day, but they aired it over a couple of days on CBS this week with Nora O'Donnell.
We don't want a war with China. We want to prevent a war with China. I think the way you prevent the war is through strength and having a strong military.
If China invades Taiwan, would you commit U.S. military forces to defend Taiwan?
Okay, danger to Will Robinson. See, because on the one hand, like, what you want to say is, hell yes. On the other hand, you have longstanding this weird one China, two, you know, this policy that we have towards them of sort of uncertainty about where we stand. We're helping Taiwan, but we're not really saying that they're an independent nation. We want them to be separate, but we don't want to say that they're separate. Anyway, and so you can't like upend decades of American political tradition, foreign policy, but you're running for president. And so you don't have the ability to make changes until you get there. So you got to give an answer that's interesting.
Taiwan is an ally. I've been very clear on that. We have very longstanding U.S. policy about how we project our actions and intentions with regarding Taiwan. You will see a continuity of that with me as president.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. You will see a continuity. We have a longstanding policy. I recognize that, but they are an ally. So, you know, I'm not going to say, which is the right answer. What about Mexico? Something that came up recently.
Would you commit U.S. troops to taking out these Mexican cartels?
We are going to lean in and we are going to defend our country. And so I was at the border in Arizona. So there was one part where there was a stretch of wall. These guys are working on the base of the wall. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, well, we're repairing it. I'm like, what happened? They said the cartels can cut through. I mean, these are big steel beams and they're cutting through. And yet they're being allowed to come in to our country. They got backpacks on with fentanyl and all this stuff. So in those situations, yes, we will have deadly force authorized.
Would you send missiles into Mexico?
By the way, I love that he corrected it. We have deadly force authorized. I mean, that's good. It's, you know, if you don't correct it, that's a problem. Would you send missiles?
We would use all available. The tactics, I think, are can be debated. If you have something you want to accomplish, people would brief you on the different ways to be able to do it. So that would be dependent on the situation. But I think you're
launching military forces into Mexico is a much different standard. That's why I'm asking this question.
But the reality is they are overrunning our border. They're sex trafficking. They're human trafficking, and they're bringing in massive quantities of drugs. I mean, our country is being invaded and hurt by what they're doing. And the question is, do we just throw up our hands, and do we say there's nothing we can do about it, or does a leader take action?
Does a leader take action? And by the way, a very different set of considerations when you're dealing with foreign policy against Mexico versus foreign policy against China, right? Proximity for one, but also, you know, what's the capability of the adversary? And you know, if China were on our southern border, he'd answer this question very differently. But it's not China on our southern border. It's Mexico, right?
Because I'll tell you this.
Is it a border? You said stone cold dead. And when you said that, that made me think this is more than a border patrol issue.
It is. Yeah, I'm going to have the military at the border 100%. I mean, if they're trying to break through the wall, we will have deadly force authorized to be able to stop that. I mean, if
to shoot migrants coming across the border.
Cartel members. I mean, you have to identify them as being hostile. I mean, if there's a woman with a baby, they're not a cartel member. There's not going to be authorization to just shoot somebody like that. But when somebody's got a backpack on and they're breaking through the wall, you know that that's hostile intent, and you have every right to take action under those circumstances. And if you guess what, you do that a few times, the times are a changing. They will have to respond to that.
Yeah, you definitely don't just do it willy-nilly. No, but he's right about this. And again, she's asking him a question in his wheelhouse about rules of engagement and conflict zones. And so he's pretty well familiar with how those rules are supposed to work. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have the Transgressors Memorial Service.
Oh,
Candy's
joy.
Got traffic on the fives.
I mean,
she
joy.
Looks forward
no,
to it every week.
I really
week.
Do. It's the only time you agree with me on stuff, you know? Just kidding. Look, and the only thing that I'm seeing right now is I-10 and 87 in Milton. There was an accident this morning, but it's been moved off to the side, so you shouldn't have too much trouble there. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a home improvement project, or maybe you build homes, I don't know, you could be anywhere on this scale, right? You need Pensacola Hardware, and you might not know it because, you know, maybe you've been going somewhere else and didn't realize it, but I just want you to go to try it. I want you to go to try it. And here's what I want you to do. Don't just be impressed with all of the stuff that they have available and the fact that they don't have to order things because they have it available, right? They know what you're going to need, and if they don't have it, you don't need it. That's just true. But test them. Like, ask them about their expertise. Ask them for advice on something. In fact, you know what? If you want to be a little bit of a, like, put me to the test, ask them for advice on something that you know really well and see if they don't give you the right answer. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times when you go to a store, you know, you don't maybe even ask for advice anymore because, you know, I probably know more than they do. You know, right? And it just gets frustrating. You go to Pensacola Hardware, let me tell you, they know more than you do. They are the experts. They have been doing this since 1851. They've been helping advise people and supply them and teach them how to use various things to solve problems and then how to do it according to the code to make sure that it passes inspection and just all of that. Like, this is their life. This is, they love doing this. So try them and see if it doesn't make a big difference. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
The I-10 Wire Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. The Southeast Premier Cybersecurity Conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes AFCEA TechNet Cyber Coast Track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. This spring, weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's. And makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's eclectic. They started with a dream and a vision to be the band of choice for any occasion. Funk, jazz, Motown, R&B, neo soul, country, top 40, and more. This week at Bands on the Beach with Eclectic. No pets, no glass.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for climate scientist Dr. Patrick T. Brown, who recently published a paper in the journal Nature showing the terrible effects climate change is having on wildfires. Obviously, that part is fine. The problem is he then wrote a horrible editorial in the Free Press claiming that his paper deliberately ignored findings about other causes that affect wildfires because he believed that gatekeeper journals like Nature and Science are only interested in papers that reinforce the narrative that climate change is ruining everything and that reducing greenhouse gas emissions is the only solution for these problems. Now, obviously, we have no issue with either of those two core tenets of our own faith, and we also don't even have any objection to Nature and Science conditioning researchers through their acceptance and rejection patterns that only articles which advance such orthodoxy will get published. The problem is Dr. Brown said all of this out loud. Obviously, the entire apparatus of academia and publishing is designed to encourage research which preaches our truth about climate change. But just as obviously, the public can't know this because they need to believe that papers like his get published only because they represent good, fair, unbiased science and not because of any selection bias by the editors. Look, we haven't spent all these decades secretly infiltrating the halls of higher education to shape the entire field of scientific research and publishing just to have some upstart malcontent overly fixated on researcher neutrality to openly expose our scheme when we're just on the brink of total social control. This is no time to reveal the nature of our glorious propaganda machine to the public. The public! They have to believe the game is fair. But the future of the planet is far too important to entrust the outcome to something as unpredictable as open inquiry and unbiased scientific research. No, ma'am, not on our watch. Dr. Patrick T. Brown, we hereby canceleth thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the Minnesota state flag. Because the state seal at its center contains some pretty horrible imagery. In case you haven't seen it, the white supremacist seal depicts a settler plowing his field next to a tree stump with an axe in it, meant to represent both the farming and logging industries of Minnesota. However, in the background, there is a Native American warrior wearing a loincloth and sporting an eagle feather in his long black braided hair, riding on horseback, brandishing a spear, who seems to be galloping away because the farmer has scared him off with the musket and powder horn that are leaning up against the stump. Now, even though it is historically accurate to depict conflict between the white settlers and the indigenous peoples, since natives were moved onto reservations in the early 1800s and subsequently waged violence against the settlers during the six-week-long Dakota War of 1862, during which the Santee Sioux Indians murdered 600 white settlers and took 300 women and children hostage in an effort to drive them from the Minnesota River Valley, but we obviously can't show this historical fact on a flag and state seal these days. So a picture that represents the violence at the heart of Minnesota's historical relationship between whites and Indians is certainly not acceptable. As Fort Bunner's excellent encyclical on revisionist iconography reminds us, in order to change the past, we must show people pictures of what we want them to believe, not what actually happened. And how can we nurture a fictional belief that settlers and natives were really besties if we keep reminding people that displacement and violence, spears and guns are the real truth of the matter? How dare your historical pictures actually teach history? Also, of course, it is worth noting the obvious problems of having firearms portrayed in a positive light on a flag that might fly in classrooms across Minnesota, let alone the triggering images of trees so brutally chopped down in their prime, or of a person sporting stolen eagle feathers or wearing no shirt. Aside from the reinforcement of the myth of the savage native, this attire is clearly a violation of the student dress code. No, the Minnesota flag must go, and something less historically forthright should be put in its place. Perhaps natives and settlers holding hands, singing a song, or playing cribbage together in front of a rainbow representing the aspirational harmony of race relations in the land of 10,000 lakes. That would be perfect. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to offer our highest commendations and encouragement to the brave governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, for doing her very best to solve the gun violence culture plaguing Albuquerque, the city of otherly love. Grisham boldly declared a public health emergency and banned the open or concealed carry of firearms for 30 days. even though she has been criticized by members of both parties and had her courageous effort at executive action declared unconstitutional by U.S. District Judge David Urias. We want to celebrate this fine example of heroic leadership. Yes, it didn't work, and it might even get her impeached. But this only proves how meritorious it was. As the seventh precept of logical inversion teaches us, failure is success, because the biggest successes always start as the biggest failures. Thus, you can only know you will succeed in the end by how bigly you fail in the beginning. But this smart effort to move the needle in Albuquerque also illustrates another of our key beliefs. We must always be seen to be doing something, since you cannot virtue signal by doing nothing at all.
I have to take a tough, direct stand where basically I'm just ignoring the fact that we lost an 11-year-old. Another child.
That's exactly right. In the face of tragedy, it's always better to pretend to be helpful by trying to do the prohibited thing than it is to show respect for the law by not doing something it forbids. Besides, since we know that freedoms like the right to keep and bear arms come from the government and not from anywhere else, government can only take away those rights whenever it's convenient. So good for you, Governor Lawan Grisham. Even though you exceeded your legitimate political authority, violated the Constitution, alienated yourself from members of your own party, and have completely failed to actually accomplish your objectives, these minor and temporary setbacks can only mean the greatest of success in your future, even if that isn't in politics. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart the service today, please keep the Swansons in your meditations, as their youngest birthing person was caught red-handed in school reading a Harry Potter book. I know! Worse yet, Renee Swanson appears to have actually bought the dreaded work by She Who Shall Not Be Named and given it to her daughter personally. Now, Renee and her husband Renee immediately apologized to the school and to this fine congregation, but we are concerned their repentance may be unatonable. Time and sufficient monetary donation to approved political candidates can only tell. Refreshments this week are provided by Clora Phillips, a minority-owned agricultural co-op whose specialty is a gut-healthy green paste made from organic non-GMO Brussels sprouts, cruelty-free asparagus, and the gluten-free paste of hand-milked soybeans. You can literally spread it on anything. And this week, they've brought us some millet and cantaloupe rind crackers to prove the fact. And let me tell you, when you bite into this fabulous combo, you will really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio 92.
So proud of yourself. Taste the virtue. My favorite part, though, the 10,000 lakes. In the land of 10,000 lakes. Taking a look at our roads is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service around Davis Highway. And I'm only showing one thing, and it looks like it's moved off to the side, and that is 87 and I-10 in Milton. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's against the dress code. That's the problem.
I know.
It's
the Brussels sprouts. Yeah. You can put it on anything. Yeah. I hate that.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hold on, I got a mouthful of cruelty-free Brussels sprout spread. Special Counsel Jack Smith is opposing a request from Donald Trump to remove the judge overseeing his federal election case. Monday, Trump filed a legal motion asking the judge to recuse herself because of prior statements that arose questions about impartiality. Yesterday, Jack Smith said the judge's remarks do not clear the legal bar that would require her to recuse herself. Russia's expelled two American diplomats, accusing them of working with a Russian citizen charged with collaborating with a foreign state. Russia's foreign ministry said yesterday that they've summoned Ambassador Lynn Tracy and told her that Jeffrey Sillin and David Bernstein have to leave the country. And authorities have seized some artwork displayed at a Pennsylvania museum because it may have been stolen during the Holocaust. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has issued a warrant for a drawing called Portrait of a Man, which was featured at the Carnegie Museum of Art there, valued at over $1 million. Investigators believe it belonged to Jewish art collector Fritz Grunbaum, who was killed in the Holocaust.
We continue to do this, and I am so glad that we do. David, thanks so much for the update. You know, when we talk about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, I know a lot of times I focus on her being so good as a realtor and how wonderful and smart and diligent she is and caring, but also the team around her. I don't maybe emphasize them enough, but this was a review post at the Leavenworth Realty website by Nicole. It says, the best experience buying my first home. I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set in a particular house and helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. I love that spirit. It's, you know, Christina's really surrounded herself with some like-minded and like-hearted people, you know, people who care and think and do and whatever it takes, really, to help you have a great experience. So, buying or selling, or if you just have questions, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The United Auto Workers Union is on strike against all three big U.S. automakers for the first time at the same time, starting with about 13,000 workers at three plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. They want higher pay.
There's a serious double standard in this country right now. There's a billionaire class, and there's the rest of us. We're all expected to sit back and take the scraps and live paycheck to paycheck and scrape to get by. We're second-class citizens.
That's UAW President Sean Fain. Hurricane Lee is on track to start hitting coastal New England with tropical storm force winds this afternoon, with the closest pass tomorrow.
We'll keep the crews on shore in a 24/7 posture ready to respond.
Coast Guard Commander Amy Florentino says besides search and rescue, they'll be looking for any debris or pollution that needs to be cleaned up after the storm. The center of the storm is expected to maybe clip eastern Maine, but where exact landfall is doesn't matter so much with a storm this wide. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 73 degrees. Partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. In the aftermath of a Pensacola mother that was charged with child abuse for having deplorable conditions at her apartment, the Gulf Coast Kids House now says that Escambia County fares slightly worse than the nationwide average when it comes to suspected child abuse.
Here in Escambia County, 1 in 9 children are experiencing abuse or neglect before they turn 18. So the national average is 1 in 10, but here in Escambia County, we're seeing 1 in 9.
And that's philanthropy manager Randy Lawrence, who tells Channel 3 on an annual basis DCF gets over 7,000 reports of abuse in Escambia County. 30-year-old Shisha Knight remains in jail. Escambia County deputies say at her apartment they found a roach infestation, maggots, soiled mattresses, and dirty diapers. FHP troopers say somebody drove through a fence and crashed into a boat at Aqua Force Marine on Fairfield Drive yesterday. Troopers say that happened at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and what's worse, the driver left the scene of that crash. FHP looking for a Hyundai with damage to the front end. If you have any information, contact FHP. A J-man died in an Alabama crash. That happened yesterday on Highway 31 in front of Flomaton High School. Police say 68-year-old Raymond McDaniel was killed after crashing into a semi-truck. He'd recently retired from the town of Jay after serving the community for over 20 years. Well, it is frustrating. That is the sentiment at the Escambia County Fleet Maintenance Department, as several vehicles, including buses and ambulances, are now down with fuel injector problems. All the vehicles have similar Cummins diesel motors.
We've had to scramble a little bit. I've moved some of my Public Works fleet down to ECAT and also EMS. We're handling EMS's fleet as well. And so we've had to make a more concerted effort, bring in some outside contractors and vendors to help replace these fuel injectors and get these vehicles back on the road.
That's County Administrator Wes Moreno, and he says he's been in contact with Cummins as they try to work out whether those repairs will be covered under warranty or have the costs reimbursed. So far, the cause of those injector issues has not been determined. A proposed hotel development on Bayfront Parkway is now at risk of falling apart over the issue of parking. During this week's planning board meeting, representatives were split 2-2 over whether to grant approval to Carrioth Corporation to build 21 private parking spaces in a public right-of-way on 13th and DeLeon.
The project doesn't make feasible sense today without the parking. And so it becomes a proposition on whether or not it's a redevelopment district, whether or not the city wants to involve itself in redevelopment.
Carrioth wants to build a 6-story Homewood Suites at 801 East Gregory Street. However, Hilton requires there to be 132 parking spaces, one for each room. The property, however, only has enough space for 111 of those parking spaces. The city council will make the final call on that decision next month. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sure. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. And the only thing that I'm seeing right now, I mentioned this just a little bit earlier, is 87 and I-10. That's in Milton, of course. Accident early this morning before the show started, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side, not blocking anything. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox, Knox them out. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, dropping near 73 degrees. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping into the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 73 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The IRS made its biggest moves yet to stop what officials say is a wave of fraudulent and overstated claims for a pandemic-era tax break, including an immediate halt to processing new refund requests. The agency says new claims for the employee retention credit won't be processed until at least 2024. The IRS also plans to give tougher scrutiny to an existing queue of more than 600,000 requests. UPS is working to offset higher costs and win back lost business now that a labor contract between the package delivery giant and union leaders has been struck. The Atlanta-based company and union leaders in July agreed to a new five-year pact that would cover about 330,000 package delivery drivers and package sorters that grant the average full-time driver $170,000 in annual pay and benefits. The company says it expects to book about $500 million more in contract-related costs than it expected by year-end. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tonight, the head of the Chicago Teachers Union is facing intense backlash after it was revealed that her eldest son is enrolled in a private Catholic school. Now, the reason that this is at all controversial for some people is because Stacey Davis Gates has championed the city's public school system while consistently voicing strong opposition to private education. Now, last year, she underscored her position on the issue, saying, quote, "I can't advocate on behalf of public education without it taking root in my own household." And joining me now is Stacey Davis Gates.
Oh. So, the head, in case you couldn't follow all of that, the head of the Chicago Teachers Union, President Stacey Davis Gates, has consistently opposed private schools, right? And school choice, and wants, you know, stay in the system, make the system be better, you know, right? But she sends her son to a private school. Awkward. Yeah. So Abby Phillip decides to have her on CNN primetime and ask her about it, right? And by the way, she had tweeted a couple of years ago when it was Stacey Gates, "We deserve our humanity," hashtag BLM. Quote, "Segregation academies, call them private schools supported by taxpayer funds, vouchers, so your northern cousins understand better."
Wow.
So just so you get a little tone, okay? So if you have been caught talking about how, you know, private schools and school choice are terrible and you shouldn't send your kids there because you need to send them to public school, and you're the head of the teachers union as you teach history, and then this comes out that your kid goes to private school, what would you say on CNN? Well, let me tell you.
I would lie.
Some form of misdirection of some sort, okay? Well, here you go.
Stacey, thank you for being here. We wanted to have you on so you could help explain what happened here. You've likened in the past private schools of today to, quote, segregation academies of the Jim Crow South. Why then send your child to a private school after speaking out so publicly against them?
I didn't speak out against private schools. I spoke out against school choice. School choice and private schools are two different entities.
What?
What did she say? I'm serious.
Exactly.
No, will you play that again?
I will play it again. Okay, here goes.
I didn't speak out against private schools. I spoke out against school choice. School choice and private schools are two different entities.
Nope. I'm still...
Nope. You can't make it work, can you? It's like it's English coming out the mouth, but you can't match up that English with any rational descriptors to which it is attached. It's like, I'm saying English words, but they don't make any sense. Oh, it got worse after that. Like, it just, you know, when you're on national TV trying to defend your utter hypocrisy, choice for me but not for thee, what can you say? Well, you can start attacking conservatives.
In your tweet, you describe basically private, I mean, you describe private schools of the North. That was literally your language. But you've also said this, that school choice was the choice of racists. I think at the end of the day, people are asking here about whether the rhetoric matches your actions. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say that if we understand the desegregation of schools post Brown v. the Board of Education, we also understand that school districts in the South in particular closed down entire school districts, offered money to families, white families, so they could get accepted into private schools. That is, in fact, the origin of school choice in America. And I know that the right wing wants to obscure that in the same way that they want to tell us that slavery was a job training program.
I don't think any of that has to do with your using school choice for your son, taking him and putting him in a private school and wanting and publicly advocating for other people not to use school choice for their kids, which is the crux of why she had you on this show. And by the way, kudos to Abby Phillip for just being kind of composed. I know she probably wanted to say, what the hell did you just say? Like, none of this adds up. So she goes on and she asks her, "Well, okay, but there's nuance in this issue. I get it. But why is it you're depriving them of a right that you want to have for yourself? Why is it that you are sending them to a school and or one to a school when you don't want other people to have that option?
So a couple of things. Number one, I have three children, and all three children have attended public school, and my youngest two are still public school students. The second thing is that over 90% of my neighbors in my zip code send their children into schools outside of our zip code, outside of our neighborhood. And this is an issue that Black Chicagoans, Black families in Chicagoans, deal with on a very regular basis, and in fact, for generations. This is not an issue of just Stacey Davis Gates and her family. Quite frankly, this is an issue, especially for middle-class Black families all across this country, where the public accommodation is obsolete, just like the grocery store in our communities is obsolete, just like the health care provisions in our community are obsolete.
So everybody else is doing it too, okay, which is, you know, fine. As long as you say, but it's good for everybody to do it. But she says, what is she saying? The public schools in her area are terrible. The public accommodation is terrible. To which advocates of school choice or private school would say, that's why we want to allow kids to opt out of them, is because they're terrible, like you have done. That's why we advocate for school choice. So then it just gets weirder. We'll get this back in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Discover. At Discover Credit Cards, they do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. And taking a look around the area, 87 and I-10, I mentioned this earlier. Hit and run crash this morning, but no roadblock, and that's the only thing on the screen. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. So back to the president of the Chicago Teachers Union, who again sends her kid, at least one of them, to private school, and yet has been, you know, but yet advocating that private schools are terrible, school choice is terrible, and we ought to stay in the public school, even though she now clearly says the reason she's doing this is because the public schools are terrible. Okay, back to her. Here you go.
What I am saying and what we have said very clearly as a union for a very long time now is that the public accommodation has to be invested and resourced in Black communities because we have been defunded and destabilized in those same communities. So when we talk about choice, Abby, what we're talking about is a decision between Frosted Flakes and Cheerios. But in Chicago, and especially in Black neighborhoods, it's a decision with zero and zero. And that's not a choice. That is, quite frankly, an ultimatum.
Now, I love a good analogy, and I was really hoping somehow or other the cereal metaphor was going to pay off, that somehow we would move from Frosted Flakes and Cheerios to, I don't know, Mueslix or Grape Nuts or Cocoa Puffs or something where I could lay my teeth into it and be like, oh, good point. Nope, zero and zero. So I still don't know whether Frosted Flakes and Cheerios is the whether Frosted Flakes are the private or the public schools. I'm just really very unclear about a lot of things here. And just to keep in mind, she teaches history.
I totally understand the point that you're making, but I do wonder, do you regret your own rhetoric here?
Regret rhetoric? What I've said are facts. Again, I'm a history teacher.
Yes, dear, but connecting the fact you're mentioning in a rational, logical nexus to the question you're answering is part of the obligation of being a teacher. And she's asking you questions about Frosted Flakes, and you're answering her with answers about motor oil. Like they're not related. It's just so bizarre. So she goes, and you know, Abby Phillip keeps pressing her, and she keeps failing and trying to say that it's the angry right wing and racism, and there's been threats against her, which is very unfortunate. That's not appropriate. That's evil. You shouldn't be threatening people over even the stupid things they say in public. But then toward the end, we get to this.
As I've said before, my children do attend public schools. My son, he has the opportunity to play sports at a school. Sports, by the way, that are not offered at our neighborhood school or any school close to our address. Again,
which again is part of the argument that, you know, sometimes you want school choice in order to take advantage of something that's not available in your local school. Okay, back to the comments.
Students in Chicago, especially black students, on average, travel almost 2 hours back and forth to school. So the real scandal, Abby, is why in 2023, black families in Chicago and across this country have to deal with such severe inequities and such high stakes.
Exactly. And because of the problems and the challenges and the inequities and the lack of adequate public accommodation in school in Chicago, that's why you have choice, so that they're not trapped in those failing schools, but that they're allowed to take advantage of something better, like your son is doing. So just advocate for that.
I totally agree that that is a scandal, but I also think that what you just described for your son is choice that you made for your family. And I think that's what your critics are pointing out here.
Exactly. So, I mean, this was 8 minutes long. Just never. I'm always amazed. I'm amazed at people who can lie without, and I don't think she's lying, but I'm amazed at people who can lie, like politicians who can lie and not bat an eye. I'm amazed at people who can spout nonsense and not bat an eye. Like, I don't know if she knows it's nonsense or if she really believes that what she's saying is a good answer to the question and is so self-deceived that she doesn't even recognize it's hypocrisy. I don't know why she went on CNN. If I were her, I would not go on CNN. Oh, no. No, because there's no way for me to look good in this. But to her credit, I guess, you know, stand up for what you believe, crazy though it might be. She shows up on CNN, gives 8 minutes of the most bizarre answers I have ever heard. 437-1620. We got some text. Somebody says, what a hypocrite. Thanks for sharing this. Page right out of the Democratic Handbook. Somebody says, next on CNN, word salad or cereal talk.
You guys.
Oh, man. 651 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dependable. National average for gallon gas, 386. Florida average is 363. Oh, that jumped up 5 pennies since yesterday. Mississippi is 330. 552 in California. Navarre, 339 east of the Walmart, 339 west of the Walmart in Gulf Breeze, while in Tiger Point, 344 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 355 in proper. In Milton, looks like 343 at the first Tom Thumb going south on Avalon, 346 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and 349 going through Pace. 9 Mile, you've got the Walmart there has loading, not going to tell me. Okay, 34, just sometimes it doesn't kind of cooperate. 328, there we go. 344, though, over on US 29. That's the cheapest at the Murphy in front of the Walmart. Coming in from the southwest side, 336, a little off the beaten path at the Pure Station on Jackson. 655 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. I-10 and 87 in Milton showing an accident, but this happened like when the show started, and it was moved off to the side then. So careful in that area in case emergency crews are still on the scene. But otherwise, if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you need to get a new water filtration system, right now Peyton has a $1,000 off special, $1,000 off a water filtration system, and they have the Emax Auto Booster, which is the 40% more hot water that from your existing electric tank. Right now customers get 50% off Emax Auto Boosters with the installation of any 40 or 50 gallon electric water heater, so a pretty sweet deal. And of course they have their Smart Care membership maintenance plan, routine maintenance for just $35 a month, priority scheduling over non-members, especially if there's a crisis and there's a demand, right? 15% on repairs or upgrades, 5% discount on major replacements, and my favorite part is waived after hours and emergency service fees. You know how you don't want to call them on a Friday, but when something goes out on a Friday, you need it fixed, right? Anyway, find out more about what Peden can do for you at Peden, PEADEN.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, today's day three of the Google antitrust trial, the Justice Department accusing the tech giant of spending billions of dollars to secure agreements with mobile carriers, smartphone makers, and browser operators to become the default search engine. Tropical storm warnings have been issued in several states. Hurricane Lee is heading towards New England. The National Weather Service says it'll pass offshore by tomorrow. And the UAW on strike, of course, after not reaching a new contract with the big three automakers yesterday.
We're prepared to get the deal that we need. Until we get a fair contract, we're not going to go back to work. This is unprecedented. Hopefully this will inspire the companies to get us a fair deal at the table. And if not, I'm sure that you'll see more of this at other locations.
That is Tony Totti is his name. He's the president of one of the UAW union president at a Jeep plant in Ohio. He says that strike will continue until they get a fair deal. And the three plants right now that are hitting the picket lines first are in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan. One estimate says a strike, even if it only lasts 10 days, could have a nationwide impact of more than $5 billion.
Yeah, it's pretty significant, right? Of course, if they give them what they want, that could also have a loss of $5 billion. Right. The amount of money they're asking for is unbelievable. David, thank you so much for the update. Time for big exhale. Wait for it. Future news.
I know. It's Friday, but it doesn't feel like one.
That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right. Will Hunter Biden go to jail?
Yes.
I actually think maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. I have a lot of thoughts
did
about
good.
This case.
I mean, you know, he broke the law.
Yeah, the Perdido Key Roundabout, I think it was Molly Barrows had a good article in the PNJ about the study being out, and the study says there's actually no backup. It's all in your mind. I think people will take that well. It says there could be some minor improvements, but the perception that the Perdido Key Roundabout is broken is actually inaccurate. I haven't seen the study, but that's what they wrote at the PNJ. I'm not saying they're wrong. I haven't read the study. I'm sure they're right. She's a good reporter. How long will the UAW strike last?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm surprised they didn't take the 20%. 2 weeks?
Yeah. And
2 weeks.
Yeah. And will the Argos beat FAMU?
Yep.
It'll be close.
Listen on air 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.